Two hospitalized after ICE agents open fire on attackers in Maryland. Two people are hospitalized in stable condition after several agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement were involved in a shooting in Maryland on December 24. The shooting came after an individual allegedly attempted to run several ICE agents over while he was trying to flee. The incident took place on Christmas Eve morning around 10:51 a.m. local time. Authorities said, while ICE agents were conducting operations in Glen Burnie, Maryland, a southern suburb of Baltimore. In a post on X, the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, reported that after positively identifying the driver of the van as a person of interest, agents approached the vehicle and asked the driver, who has been identified as Tiago Alexander Souza Martins, to turn off the engine. At that point, Souza Martins allegedly weaponized his vehicle and began ramming his van into several ICE vehicles. He then drove his van directly at ICE officers, who took it as an attempt to run them over. Fearing for their lives and public safety, the officers defensively fired their service weapons, striking the driver. Souza Martin's passenger, who has been identified as Solomon Antonio Serrano Esquivel, was reportedly injured in a wreck that took place after Souza Martins was shot. Officers rendered immediate medical aid to both the driver of the vehicle and the passenger, who were transported to a local hospital for treatment, DHS wrote. Both are in stable condition and expected to recover. According to ICE, Souza Martins is a national of Portugal while Serrano Esquivel is a national of El Salvador. None of the ICE agents involved in the shooting were seriously injured, though someone else outside the van was also treated for minor injuries. No fatalities have been reported. The standoff comes as ICE agents across the United States, who are the primary actors carrying out President Donald Trump's orders to enforce federal immigration law, have faced increased threats and attacks from opponents of administration policy. Our brave officers are risking their lives every day to keep American communities safe by arresting and removing illegal aliens from our streets, DHS said in a statement. Continued efforts to encourage illegal aliens and violent agitators to actively resist ICE will only lead to more violent incidents. The extremist rhetoric must stop. The Anne Arundel County Police Department and the FBI are investigating the incident. In a post on X, Maryland Governor Wes Moore commented on the shooting. I am aware of the ICE-involved shooting that occurred earlier today in Glen Burnie, Moore wrote. He said that the state government will remain in touch with local officials and are standing by to provide support for the community.